folks, welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and yes, you got the right program. This is Financial Survival, and Melody Seastrom will join us in a couple minutes. Something is not quite right with her hookup on the phone system, but we'll get up in a few minutes, so please don't go away. She'll be here. In the meantime, I guess I'll do my best to fill in for till she gets here. And I don't have the market reports, but I'm sure she will, and I don't know what's all going on there, but I can promise you this, there's a lot of things happening around the country, a lot of things happening. I'll share this very quickly, and I'll get some news headlines waiting on Melody, but yesterday I went to Charleston, West Virginia, which is our capital here in the state of West Virginia, went down to join some people on a open West Virginia rally, I guess you could say. Now, there was only a few days notice we were going to have this. Only one delegate in the whole state. Marshall Wilson asked for people to show up to protest what the governor's been doing in this country for the last month and a half, 2 months. And I really admire him for that. He made a tremendous speech on what's happening and that we have been all duped into this situation. But nonetheless, we went, and we always hope for a huge turnout. It's only 40 people there. About three or four different news channels there also covering it. But the idea is this, that I talked to many people, and many people are fed up with this, including medical professionals and others. But very few people will go out of their way to stand up and say enough is enough. A tyrant or a tyranny, we get the tyrant or the tyranny that we deserve and or tolerate. That's just the way it is. We get the tyrant or tyranny that we deserve and or tolerate. We tolerate this. It doesn't ease up. It's a little piece at a time, and they throw us a carrot and say, look what we've done. We're so good to you. We're going to let you do this and let you do that and come back in carefully, but I'm going to show them wear your mask and keep social distancing. And folks, this has changed America forever. Forever. And economically,
I disagree with you a little bit.
Oh, do you? Come on and disagree. Imagine that. A woman disagreeing with me. Imagine that. Go ahead.
This isn't what changed America forever.
Okay.
What's changed America has been ongoing for a very long time.
Well, that's true. This is what we'll say, one of the final straws, I guess you could say, yes.
So this is just part of the deal. And, you know, I get how frustrating it is, and we see it and so forth and whatnot, but you never let a crisis go wasted. We get all that. I mean, that's all part of it. And, I mean,
By the way, hi, Melody.
I read the same things we do. Pardon?
I said hi, Melody. Go ahead. You said hi to
hi,
you. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Now that you're here, you go right ahead.
You just didn't want me to disagree with you, did you?
Well, it's such a rare thing, you know.
I really wasn't disagreeing. I just believed it isn't this virus that's changed America.
No, you're true. It's a lot more than that.
This is just another day and another crisis. And the thing that, you know, that I don't know about, and I get, and I read both sides, and I guess I'm not making a decision on this until it's over. But my question is, if we didn't do some of these things, what would happen if we really did have a million deaths? What if we did? We won't know. Then what would people be saying?
I'll make comment on this. We're going to have a lot more deaths than a million because of what's been done already. Suicides.
We're going to have
a lot more than a million killed. I mean, no matter how deadly the virus is, if it killed a million people, that's terrible. I hate that. But we're going to kill them anyway. They're going to kill each other. This is causing a lot more division and a lot more stress, a lot more strain, a lot more worry. Like I said, suicides, spousal abuse. We're going to see a lot more than a million deaths out of this. Even starvation is possible. And I know people want to hear that. So I totally think that we were conned, whether this is a real thing or not, we were still conned into shutting the country down. You don't shut down people's free will and way to make a living for any reason short of an outright attack, you know, and I mean outright physical attack. We have been
duped into believing this. And I agree with that. But there's a lot of things that have been going on where we just don't know. But the thing of it is, and I focus on more where we're heading, where we're heading.
Yes.
I'm focusing on what does it mean now?
I agree.
And I know we were going to talk, I talked a little bit about this on a later program yesterday, about how Lord Tyson came out and said, hey, our food chain's broken. You have chickens that are euthanized, millions. Cows that are being slaughtered, killed.
And buried.
Pigs. And we've already talked about the dairy farms and the products. Opening the spigots, letting the milk run dry. That, to me alone, should frighten anyone. And it shows come this fall. Exactly where are we going to be? Now, I read, this is, I don't know who produced this. I don't know if this is really a Bloomberg article or not. But it says Bloomberg, so President Donald Trump plans to order meat processing plants to remain open. He plans to use the Defense Production Act to order the companies to stay open as a critical infrastructure. Problem is, we don't know if the people are going to show up. And I want to know if the people are, if there's so many people that are supposedly infected by the virus, how is that affecting the meats? I don't know.
Well, let's just put it this way: we're in a mess, and even if the president decided that they'd messed up and won't make it right again, it would take years to get back what we've lost already. And I've read speculation on the more optimistic side, 2022, before anything gets back to halfway normal again. I think it's going to be longer than that, if it ever gets back, which I seriously doubt. I just read an article here from New York, CBS New York, but I expect you might want to do the markets first, though, before we read this article. But this article is so telling. Exasperation grows over delays trying to sign up for unemployment. People no food. People are talking about suicide. And I'd like to share that brief article, but if you want to share what's on this markets, please do. That's important.
Well, I think that and I don't know what you think about it, but I think the food chains, I think this is a big, people should be outraged. And D.C. Now, I think what if Trump does sign an executive action saying that these plants, something should be done. These plants should not be just shut down. It's the order, though, will not be limited to Tyson. It may affect many processing plants, supplying beef, chicken, eggs, pork, shares in Tyson, and poultry producer Sanderson Farms, extended gains after they're getting ready to shut down and being forced to stay open. 80% of the U.S. meat production capacity could shut down. 80%. And I talked about this. Why don't they shut down the food coming in from outside of this country? Why don't you do an executive order shutting that down?
And by the way, that was mentioned
on food coming in.
I agree. That was mentioned this morning by a farmer in Texas who said they're bringing in beef from out of the country. It's still coming in, but they're
50%.
Having to slaughter the cows. Yes, yes. Totally wrong.
It's wrong. And then we have how many of our meat producers, Smithfield's, is owned by the Chinese?
That's true. So's Tyson, by the way.
Yes. So now we have foreign entities owning our food supplies. We have a foreign entity owning the largest oil refinery in the country.
And medicine
production. The country
production.
Has already been sold out.
And medicine production also. China makes most of our medicine, especially antibiotics.
What a great way to poison and to kill your enemy from within. I mean, it's just like, what happened?
Well, I went to a rally yesterday in Charleston about reopening West Virginia, and I stood right beside the governor. He made a political speech. I'm just plain political. He's a politician. But I got to listen to the people speaking. Melanie, they are getting mad. I mean, the delegate that was with us, the only one that showed up there, joined us. And as a matter of fact, he's planning to have this. Delegate Marshall Wilson said it's time for civil disobedience. He said, reopen your businesses. If you get arrested, video it. They're even talking lawsuits against the governor, private lawsuits on him, on his person and his property because of what he's done. So this is people getting angry, which is going to cause more division, obviously. So that's going to further weaken society. That
society is already weakened.
It is, but we're being divided into little islands of people. I don't want this, and I don't like you, and I don't say what. It's getting. We are no longer a nation of unity at all in the way we think and believe.
No, they, it's me.
That's exactly right. Divide us and conquer us. That's the truth. This article, though, from CBS News, I mean, I'll just read it. It's not very long. Many New York and New Jersey residents are losing hope and are out of cash. Adam DeLeo has listened to New York Department of Labor's. We are experiencing high call volume, recording more times than he can count. It's embarrassing. I remember it, DeLeo said. When he was laid off at the beginning of April, he filed for unemployment benefits online. Every time he logs in, he gets this notice. To complete the chain, call the claim center. It's like calling into a radio station for like the 100th ticket to the 100th caller to get that ticket to see the concert. That's what it is when you're calling into New York State Department of Labor, DeLeo told CBS's 2 Gina DeAngelis. He went on Twitter and got a response from the Department of Labor telling him he was put on its callback list. Yes, I'm waiting for this call, but I don't even know how this call is going to go, which is also another hurdle within itself that I'm nervous for. Meanwhile, he's looking for a new job. He's among 1.4 million New Yorkers who have filed for unemployment benefits in 6 weeks. Governor Andrew Cuomo was asked about unemployment Monday, and he spoke about the need for federal help. Of course, we're out of money now. We're now running a $10 to $15 billion deficit. We're out of money now, Cuomo said. People, DeAngelis spoke to to want more answers from Cuomo, said Governor Phil Murphy, who Monday couldn't answer any why the unemployment site went down Sunday, impacting people like Mario Matos. Yesterday, I tried to file between 8 and 9 in the morning. I couldn't because the line was down. Checked every hour. The line was down all day, said Colonia, New Jersey resident Mario Matos. People can't go 6 and 7 weeks without money. You just simply can't, said Michelle Izzy. They're getting angry. They're getting tired of this. And one of the business owners that spoke at the rally owns a racetrack in Beckley, West Virginia, that was shut down. He said, I won't be able to pay my property tax this year. So my property tax is about $25,000 a year. He said, I won't be able to pay that. I have no money coming in. Why doesn't the governor excuse businesses from small businesses that have to pay property taxes when there's no money coming in? And he knows, you know, there's no money coming in. And how about the individuals like you and I, Millie, common people who, we got a stimulus package for $1,200. Okay, how far does that go? Well, how about paying our property taxes this year? How about excusing the fact that we have to pay these this year? This is really a huge kettle of fish here that is really starting to stink. And people are getting mad. And it's about time they got mad. It's past time they got mad. As I said at the beginning of the program, we get the tyranny or the tyrant that we deserve and or tolerate. We've tolerated it. Now we're seeing the fruits of it. It's time to get angry. This will end when we say it ends. But if we don't say anything, it won't end. Now shut up. Go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, it's not going to end. I get the people's anger. Where I'm at, I was surprised. I mean, there's still businesses that are opening that are non-essential, and it surprises me how they still do business and so forth. So, and I mean, you can do what you want to do. I mean, some states are a little more strict than others, but you know, I don't know, Butch.
Lawfully, they can shut down. Governors no. Nor president have any lawful way to shut down a private business or tell an individual, private individual, that he must stay home. They have no lawful recourse to do this, no. But they have the guns and the power. And people have to understand this.
Yeah.
They have no lawful way to do this. I mean, if you want to get angry, I mean, the Los Angeles Lakers got a $4.6 million bailout while the local corner shops haven't gotten nothing paid to catch up.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lakers got a bailout, for goodness sake. They only have 500 employees, which, you know, it makes him, qualifies him for small business under the government's aid guidelines. But the Lakers hardly, to me, seem like something that's necessary. Something that has to be done. Like, we have to have basketball to survive.
They did give it back, though, didn't they?
I didn't see that.
Some of the ones did give it back, but my whole point is why do you even go through the? But that's how they do business. If it's there, they're going to go get the loan, and then, you know, it's easier to give it back. But I mean, isn't it any different than in 2008? I know my bank told me, the manager, president of the bank, says, you know, we didn't need any money during 2008, but the Fed came to us and said, here, take this money. Well, we don't want it. Well, we want you to have it. You have to take it. They took it.
Oh, there's
he says it was
attached.
One page.
There's
he says they attached. Received one page, was faxed to them, to that they had to sign in whatever agreements there were. So when it was time to give the money back, he says it was a book that we had to sign and read and document, and, you know, brought the attorneys in and so forth to give it back. I mean, we're beyond the point of being able to solve problems anymore. We can't solve problems anymore because nothing is ever a problem. You know, it's always, you know, it's a crisis, which really isn't the problem. It comes from the problems, but it isn't the problem. The problem is what we have in Washington, D.C., commonly referred to as the swamp. That has not changed. It will not change. And this is what we have to look forward to. They will control our food. This is the beginning of that. I mean, people should be outraged at the food. My gosh, I said this yesterday on the program, they can't keep toilet paper in the stores. How do you think they're going to keep food in the stores?
What's going to do?
People already are getting used to the shelves being bare.
They are. But what's going to do to the producers of our food? What's going to do to the farmers? I mean, the meat producers and the vegetables and the fruit producers. What's going to do to them? How are they going to recover?
So your choices anymore is to buy your food online on Amazon.
If you can get it.
Everything will be tracked even more so than your little, you know, coupons that you get at the grocery store now. Everything will be tracked.
And Amazon threatened to go on strike, while Walmart and some others.
And if you're 2 pounds overweight and you order ice cream, they're going to send the drone to you to your house.
No doubt.
We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And, of course, you can listen to these programs archived on a daily basis and also live. The Dow, let's go to gold. Gold prices today, you have gold down 310 at $1,710. Silver was down 7 pennies at 1522. Platinum was up 10 at $775. And palladium was down $31 at $1,994. Finally, palladium is cracking, I believe. But we'll wait and see the next up day in the Dow based on the good economy coming around, or better Dow numbers, it'll be back up. The USDX today was down 0.18, broke 100, 99.88. Crude oil was down 9 pennies at 12.69. And the paper markets today, the Dow was down 32 points at 24,101. The NASDAQ was down 122 points, 8,607. That's almost 1.5%. The S&P was down 15 at 2,863. And oil prices again today continue to fall. Excess supply of crude. No one wants it. Today you had the West Texas Intermediate fell 3.5% to 1233. That was earlier today. And we've seen that the benchmark contract for oil to be delivered in June, we know that has fallen as much as 20%, hovering closer to $10. So, let's see what else is interesting there. There's a lot of Fed central bankers are meeting this week. Ours began their meeting today. Not a whole lot out of that, as if it really means anything. That's a funny thing, if it really means anything. But it's just such, and you know what, all they talk about, and this part I'm not upset about. When President Trump had his briefing on, I don't know if it was Wednesday, Thursday, and he was talking about Clorox injecting it in our systems and blah, blah, that became the joke. But then he had also talked about heat and IV and, UV light and so forth. And actually, there is a company that has created this type of UV light and so forth that they are testing and so forth. But where I have a problem with is Rush Limbaugh actually talked about it right before President Trump started doing this. Now, you can't tell me that wasn't some sort of inside trading, because as of Friday, the stock was up 37% and 47%. So that's a little quiet inside trading. Now, everybody does it. But this is the President of the United States. And, someone who was supposed to be different. And time again, we show you and tell you about the stories where there isn't any difference. But that's what that was probably all about, was the stock of this company. And it's true, the media didn't pick up on it. They were too focused on it. And I only picked up on it today because I saw some people talking about it. And they were saying, yeah, this stock went up, 37, 47%. And, of course, they said, well, the Democrats were, all focused on the chewable Clorox tablets. And they missed the picture. Well, they did miss the picture, but it wasn't the Democrats. It was inside trading, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, it's just so much of the same thing, Butch.
Yeah, I know.
And
it never changes.
It never
only gets
changes.
Worse.
Different faces.
I mean, yeah, different rhetoric, but the same thing.
Yes.
And again, I'm thinking about, as you've gone through all this, about the farmers, again, the meat suppliers, the food suppliers of all kinds. They have to be desperate, Melody. They're destroying their livelihood. What are they going to do if they can't sell cattle or their fruits and vegetables? Where are they going
to go? Hey, it's going to come down to the government store. That's what it's all about. Not only are they going to give you your monthly $2,000 check, but they'll give you your paltry food on a monthly basis. And they'll pick and choose who gets to eat and who doesn't.
So
and
when these farms
price?
Fail, does that mean the corporations that they back will take them over? Of course it does, folks. Why do you think they're going to fake meat in the restaurants now? Why do you think they're going there? Why do you think they're raising GMO products in the buildings with no sunshine, using LED lights? They look healthy, look nutritious, but you'll starve on them. Why do you think they're doing that? Why do you think Nancy Pelosi just said, well, a minimum guaranteed income may now be worthy of our attention? That's what she said. Maybe it's time to look into a minimum guaranteed income. UBI. Oh, that couldn't happen here. Remember months ago we talked about this, and you know, people said, it can't happen. But it is happening.
It's going to happen.
Because these
people can't make a living.
Yes.
And not only that,
it is happening.
People want it.
Of course they do.
Would you rather stay home, make $2,000 a month, have government feed you to where you can go out and and watch TV? Hey, we got a caller. We got Rob West calling in.
Okay.
You're courageous today, Rob. We have Rob West.
We're getting a little fired up here, Rob. Yes. Come and join us.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I had a couple of minutes. I was wanting to tell you, Melody, how right on you were on that reset information about the food sourcing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just part of the economic reset that we were talking about last week. Because I understand a lot of the imports of chicken and beef are now, believe it or not, coming from China. And
that's true.
You know, I'm not so sure about you guys, but I'm going to look at my menu again. But you know, when you see this whole thing unrolling as it is, I think I just have just a little bit future picture of things. Primarily because of the conversation I had with Bob Chapman quite some time ago. But who really owns the Federal Reserve notes that we call money? And so the retirement plans are going to be next, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. And, you know, insurance companies do own a lot of assets for retirement purposes and things like that. You know, they're fairly illiquid things, but those insurance companies, I was licensed for 35 years in that arena. And I know they own the same assets that the old economy owns now. So, Uncle Sam is going to come to everybody's rescue if we don't get this topped up, just like I mentioned in an email to Pastor Butch the other day. You know, I'm going to do what I can to bring this to light for people. And so, anyway, just had a couple minutes, wanted to tell you how right on your conversation was with my thinking today.
Well, I appreciate it, Rob. Thank you very much. We don't have the best connection, or I'd keep you on.
No, yes, I'm kind of out in the field getting ready for the depression myself. So, hey, bless you guys. We'll talk again later. Appreciate you. Thanks.
All righty. Appreciate you also.
We'll be in touch, Rob. God bless. You know, back to the stress of this. This article here says 72% of lockdown Americans say they'll reach breaking point by mid-June. Now, this is interesting because it says as each individual state charts its own course out of the coronavirus pandemic, Americans all over the country are growing more and more impatient. When will we all be able to patronize a restaurant again? Enjoy a night out at the movies? It's impossible to say exactly when these restrictions will be lifted, but according to a new survey, one thing is definitely clear: Americans aren't going to be able to bear this lockdown much longer. In all, 1,895 U.S. citizens over the age of 18 were surveyed early this month, and 72% said they expect to reach a breaking point by mid-June if the stay-at-home orders aren't lifted. In fact, 100% of the respondents said they would snap if this all lasts for longer than 6 months. The survey was conducted between April 3rd and 6th, and at that time, 16% said they had already had hit their breaking point, with that number rising to 25% within the next 2 weeks. That would indicate that one in four Americans are likely to reach a wit's end by now. Oh, this makes me angry, Billy. We were shut down by an authority that has no authority. They cannot do this lawfully, but constitutionally any other way, or morally. But they've done it, and people are starting to get a little angry. This could expose something a lot bigger than we can begin to believe. It could come to the point, Melody, that the few people that are a little bit self-sustaining, a garden, maybe a cow or two, some chickens, may wake up one morning and find the chickens slaughtered and the cows gone. It could happen, couldn't it?
Nah, that's not going to happen. People don't know how to take. People don't know how to clean a chicken.
Well, that's probably true, I'm sure. But when you live out in the country,
what do I do?
Yeah, exactly. Well, now there'll be people. I mean, this happened during the Depression. Farmers lost livestock. The ones that
well,
had
yeah,
it,
they knew what to do then.
Yeah, well,
they knew how to cut them and cook them. In today's world, no, that's not going to happen.
But in the cities, may not be. Out in the country, I believe they can still do it. Matter of fact, I know a lot of them can. And people say, well,
I'll
just
hunt. In West Virginia, yeah.
Yeah, I promise that people can do that. And people say, I'll just hunt. But whenever I get the same idea to go out and kill deer, it won't take long to wipe the deer out. Now, these are all facts we need to say for sure. My dad told me he was born in 1924. He lived through the Great Depression. He said you couldn't even find a groundhog in the field. People killed everything they get their guns on to feed their families. They couldn't even find a groundhog or a squirrel in the woods because they were hunting so heavily. Now, folks, this is coming again, only worse this time, because we don't have any farmers producing anything now. The farmers are shut down. I'm trying to tell you this because I care. You better be stocking up on food, water filters, some guns and ammo, and some precious metals, and don't wait till next week to do it. Do it now.
And I'll tell you what.
It's going to get
worse. I'll tell you what. It's a lengthy email from a listener, and it really irritates me. And because, you know, he accused us of certain things, and it's not written, no disrespect to the writer, this is no disrespect to you at all, but it's hard to read, it's not written well, but he says that, I don't know if maybe I should share it to you off air first, but the part that it upset me, because all we do, the reasons we do this program is to sell things. I, number one, never claimed that I didn't. I do believe you need to own gold and silver. And I do want to be your choice of dealer when it comes to your gold and silver. Because I work my tail off to make sure you have good prices, good product. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to pitch you just to sell you something. I don't have a boiler house with a bunch of salespeople. I could, but I don't. And he thinks that it's useless to buy or to have even gold and silver. Well, I'll tell you what. When our food gets to the point of what we're talking about today, guess who's going to be able to buy something? Those of you who either have gold or silver, you will be able to buy something. You will be able to go to your local farmer if he has anything left, and you will be able to pass over everybody else who's holding those worthless paper dollars if they have any at all to hold. And it's just not about buying things. Those have retirement accounts, pension plans, your savings, who gets negative against inflation. You're already getting negative rates at the bank. You think they're going to let you walk away with that? Do you think that they're almost $30 trillion in debt and there's 20-some trillion dollars in retirement accounts and pension accounts and so IRAs? Do you think they're going to let you walk away with that? They've already written legislation after 2008 that says, well, you give us your money and we'll create like a little annuity for you. And again, well, you know, hey, Social Security was broke. That's bust. That's no longer. We learned from that. So here's this little annuity. It's going to be your own single individual account. You give us your money and we'll give you this, and you will never run out of money for the rest of your life. You won't ever have to worry. We'll set you up. But give us your money now. If anybody thinks that they're going to walk away without being damaged, and you buy gold and silver to protect you against the decline of the purchasing power of the fiat currency, if you still want to be in paper, that's fine. I've said that all along. But make sure you have an equal amount of gold and silver, so when your paper goes belly up, you'll have gold and silver. And I don't care what the price is. I don't care what the price for gold and silver does. He says something on here that gold's going to go to, I don't know, 50,000. Whatever. I don't care where gold goes. I personally believe it's going to go $3,000-$5,000, but I don't care. Because if it stayed right at this price where we're at today, $1,700, and it didn't go up another penny, and they reset the debt, they reset our economy, they reset this nation, they reset everything, I'm going to be wealthy beyond all my means at $1,700. And that's what people don't understand. You get caught up in the prices, you get caught up in the ratio of gold to silver, and you lose the real value of what gold and silver is really meant to do. And I've tried to talk about it, but it's kind of hard to beat these people online who push nothing but prices, and the sky's the limit without teaching anyone what really gold and silver is all about. The wealth has to be measured against something. Wealth cannot be measured against debt and digits. And gold has always been that value of wealth. So to accuse me of being a Christian and lying to people, that will tick me off more than anything. So before you write these letters, at least call me, and then I can tell you in person instead of over the radio. We'll be right back. Won't you lay it on the line? I need to hear it just one more time.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. 1-800-375-4188. And don't you forget that number. Give us a call for all your gold and silver coin needs.
Well, I got to say this in response to the email you referenced, because being a pastor, I've been preaching for 40 years, and I think I've learned some things over 40 years, I'm just a man. I'm a mere mortal, and that's all that I am. But I do study the scriptures. I study the Bible from front to back, from Genesis to Revelation. I understand some things perhaps others don't see because they don't take time to study it. But he's referenced, I'm sure, some scripture where in Ezekiel said, well, they'll throw the gold and silver in the streets.
Throw the gold and silver in the streets.
Yeah, that's true. But he doesn't understand the context of scripture. These people depend on gold and silver to save them from damnation, from what's coming upon them personally. James said that the gold and silver can save you, people. If you trust in it for salvation or hoping to live through God's judgment, it's not going to work. But it will help sustain you through Satan's wrath on this earth. And Satan right now is full of wrath, knowing his time is short. He is hitting the world hard, and our Father in heaven is allowing it because we have sinned against Almighty God. That this will sustain righteous people for a while through hard times. But those who depend on it for their eternal support and hope of eternal life and salvation, now it's no good to them. It's worthless. But the pastors don't teach these people that. They do not teach the Bible in line with Scripture the way it's written. This gentleman, I'm going to say he's probably a very kind gentleman, but he doesn't know the Bible. He does err greatly by not knowing Scripture. And I warn him in the name of Jesus Christ to study before he's found himself coming short when the time comes. I'll be quiet.
You know, and the other one that that I always get is not only throwing it out in the, I can't eat gold. Well, I'll tell you what, I just said it 2 minutes. I just said it going into this break. No, but if you have it, you'll be one of the few that will be able to buy it.
There you go.
So right. With your gold and your silver, it will help you get through. And I do appreciate this guy's memo, because a lot of people think that he's probably not the only one. And he does listen to the program.
He does listen to
the program a couple times a week. So, you know, we thank you. We thank you for listening. But good grief. You know, where you're getting these ideas, if you're listening to other programs, and so forth, those are the ones that you should probably not listen to anymore.
They're being misled by false prophets. I know. I've been there myself. I'm not talking out of turn here. I've been there. I really have been there. I understand where this comes from. I've seen it. I've heard it over the years. Until I studied it myself, I didn't understand what they were talking about. I had a hard time receiving the fact that even as this gentleman thought, well, gold and silver is going to be no good to you. That's because they don't know the times that this is going to be used and when the judgment comes. So, folks, she's telling you the truth. Melody Cedarstrom is one I totally trust. I have been around other businesses that sell gold and silver, and they will call you and praise you. How do I know that? Because I've been there. They'll praise you and trying to get you to sell you anything. And Melody has never done it to me. I've asked her questions. She's answered them. She's made suggestions. I trust Melody Cedarstrom. I truly trust Melody Cedarstrom. And if you don't, then that's to your own peril. I can't change that for you. I'm telling you right now, she's telling you the truth. Like I tell you on my broadcast, you know, for years I said, you need food somewhere. You're going to have a food in a water filter, a Berkey water filter. When you get back in stock right now, they're out of water filters. Guns and ammo are part of it also. We're going to go through hell on earth, folks, before we're out of here. I don't know what the future holds for me or you or anyone else. I know that people get hungry. If they get hungry, they'll kill you for something to eat.
And if you
cannot provide for your own family, according to 2 Timothy, you deny the faith and worth an infidel. So please, don't give me this anymore. I mean, grow up. Look at the facts. Go ahead.
And you really have to look at our society anymore. The violence. It's just not this shutdown. But the violence, the anger, that has been going on. I mean, look how we're influenced. Look how people, not certain people, are influenced with this violence, these children and video games, the movies that are produced by Hollywood. It's people have by that's just all part of the conditioning. They become so angry. We look how divided we become. We can't even talk. You look at some of these things on. Sometimes there's a lot of things I want to. I mean, I'm not a fan of Facebook, trust me. But I do get to see pictures of my family up in Pennsylvania, and, you know, that tickles me sometimes. You know, it's nice to see pictures. But I see what people comment on things, and it just amazes me. Even if you read comments, if you read an article online and you look down and go through the comments, what people say to one another, it amazes me.
Yes.
It's frightening. Not only it amazes me, it's frightening. Such hate. Butch, I don't ever remember when there's just been so much hate.
Well, it's like but, I said, our society has been fractured. It's been torn apart. It really has. And I'm not just talking about blacks against whites or anything else. I'm talking about just everyone mad at somebody else. I can name family members who are mad at me because I'm not scared of the coronavirus.
I don't think you need to be afraid of it, but I do think people. I mean, personally, this is my view.
I mean, to the point that I'll stay home. I won't go out. No, I go out. I do what I have to do.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, but some people
think
wrong on that.
I don't think you need
though.
To be fearful of it.
No,
but I
not
do.
Either.
And if we knew the truth, and that's another problem, we don't know the truth.
But some people are angry at me because I still function. I still go to get some cattle feed. I still, you know, well, how do you do that? Well, I get in my car and I go down the road. That's how I do that. Went to
that's
Charleston.
That's essential. You have to feed your cattle.
Well, I sure do. I mean, I can't shut down the world because these people are scared.
Right.
Sorry about that. But, you know, this is some, I think, some good news. And I think you're going to appreciate this article. Restaurants across the U.S. Now, listen to this. They're getting reopened a bit finally. This is amazing. Restaurants across the U.S. turn parking lots into drive-in movie theaters and find huge success. One restaurant, and it's called the People's Restaurant Lounge in Corpus Christi, Texas. Is a popular eatery that's just reopened, but they can't, you know, they have to have this spacing and all that. So they set up a movie screen in the parking lot. They're selling tickets to the movie and people buying food. Does that bring back memories, Melody, of something in our lifetime?
Yes.
Remember driving theaters?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is a little bit of nostalgia, maybe some good news and some ingenuity come back. Well, hey, we can't have them inside the building all crowded up, but we can let them sit in the parking lot and we'll cater food to them and we sell them tickets to the movie. Now, folks, this kind of tickled me to see this. Actually, somebody's kind of backed up back into the 50s and 60s again with a solution and a little bit of nostalgia, I guess you could say, to enjoy a little bit of time with the family again. I remember those days. I know I'm just getting old, but I remember those days. To me, it's a blessing to hear that.
I mean, we can look at some of those things, and we could see some changes for the good. I mean, really? I mean, I think a lot of these places, they might actually be cleaner. I mean, you used to go in some of these places, and I mean, it's like they're just filthy. Just filthy. So maybe they'll clean up. Maybe, and even these restaurants. You know, if you have good food, if you can make it through, if you have good food, you should be able to, you know, bring your business back. So, you know, it's times like this, that, as sad as it is, it does weed out. I don't want to say weak. That's not a good term to use, but it'll eliminate the, you know, the ones. How should I say that, Butch? Help me on this one.
Well, the ones that maybe we're not doing the best quality to start with.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in restaurants, and we'll say name restaurants like Outback. Been a couple of them are so dirty, I wouldn't even stay there and eat. I literally got up and walked out. I did. So yeah. maybe this thin them out a little bit where they'll start appreciating cleanliness. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do know that.
And us as visitors to these places, we should demand we talk about making demands. I mean, these might seem minor and silly, and maybe we shouldn't even be talking about them. But, I mean, we should demand. I mean, it's just like even waitresses. You know, oh, we have to automatically give 15 and 20%. No, we don't. Make them earn it. We no longer earn our things, our livings. We have a caller in, I do believe. Let me see if I can bring up his name. We have David in Massachusetts calling. Good afternoon, David.
How are you? I called Butch Paul last night.
Yes, you did, David.
Another thing. Yeah, regarding food, I have a saying that people really need to start practicing. I call it, from the flora, fauna, fishes, and fowls, obtain thee thine food. Because today, too many people seem to think that food originates in a grocery store, water comes from the faucet, and electricity comes from the magic hole in the wall. These are ideally suited for being controlled because nobody knows how to do anything.
Sure.
At least I go to my backyard and get eggs from my hens and arugula that's coming up, and nice healthy food that way.
Mm-hmm.
Good for
yeah,
you.
That's,
good
that's
for you.
Fantastic. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Anything else?
Do you have anything else to add?
No. Well, maybe I'll call in to Butch, you know, when he comes on a couple of hours from now.
Okay. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. You know that. You're welcome anytime,
okay.
David.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for
Thank
calling.
You.
Appreciate it.
Thank
Good
you, David.
Call. I love their accent. I love their accent. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Bahab.
I love that.
And you know, he does a wonderful thing by having eggs. And that's what I always used to say on the radio. Get to know your little neighbor who has eggs, who has chickens, and can sell you eggs. And, you know, he's doing a great service, but he's absolutely correct. You know, we've forgotten how to do anything. It's been taken away from us. We
become too dependent. You cannot be dependent and be free.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Whoever takes care of you becomes your lord, so to speak. When you become a ward of the state or anybody else, you're not a free man. It's just that easy.
No, but you know what, Butch? I think to some degree that, you know, this country was supposed to be a little different.
Sure, that was the idea, right?
Yeah, it was the idea that we were supposed to be different, and you know, we didn't keep it very long, did we?
No, we didn't. But you know, we were warned again through Scripture, Jeremiah 17:5, and Proverbs 23, and other places, that if you depend on man to feed you, that they soon own you. Now, this is a fact, and the Bible says that to borrow a servant or slave to the lender. So when you depend on somebody else to take care of you, you become their servant, their slave. I don't like that. I don't like it at all, but I've done it, you've done it, we've all done it, because we were raised in society to accept that to be part of the truth. You put money in Social Security or ROA or 401k, and they'll take care of you from now on. And especially government, the HUD and food stamps, Medicaid, Medicare, they'll take care of you, don't worry. But then they own you. Nehemiah chapter 9 says they have dominion over your animals, over your property, and over your body. That's in your Bible, folks. Nehemiah chapter 9, read it for yourself. They end up owning you because you owe them. You have to obey them to eat. You have to obey them because they now consider you their chattel. And most folks don't know this, but your birth certificate is not given to your original certificate is not given to the state house or the courthouse. It goes to the Department of Commerce.
Yeah.
You're bundled up and auctioned off to world bankers as collateral for the national debt. This is all provable. I'm not making this up. A death certificate means that they take you off the rolls. You're no longer a live cow. You can't be milked anymore. This is all fact. We've all let it happen. We can't change that part. But for goodness sakes, people, we can change it for the future of our families the best we can while we're still alive to see that they're provided for somehow. If at all possible, leave them something. And a gold coin one day may buy them enough to eat on for a month. Think about that. Think about your family, not just yourself. Think about the ones you're going to leave behind when you do die. And you're going to die one day. No one gets out of here alive. You're going to die one day. Where are you going to leave your children and grandchildren? The Bible says that a wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So think about these things and plan for the future the way our Creator gave us the common sense to do.
Well, you know, the U.S. is there's a survey out by CNBC, Fed survey, A third of respondents in this survey believes the economy won't be fully restored until the second quarter of 2022.
Yes.
Trillions and trillions more are going to be needed. More money will be needed from the Federal Reserve and Congress. GDP will decline by 24% this quarter. The unemployment rate will rise as high as 19%, but we know that's going to be closer to 30-35%. So this is not a quick turnaround. I don't care how many people come back to work tomorrow. This isn't temporary. This isn't something that's going to go away until fall when the virus comes back. This is going to be an ongoing, and I do believe there will probably be a change in D.C. come this fall, and then you're going to see the legislation being written, or it's probably all written, just like it, the Patriot Act. You think they had, they? You don't think that was pre-written for 9/11? You know, do you think they came up with Obamacare as quick as they did? No. So, you know, it's something that we've talked about for so many years. They lowered our standard of living, although, and that was because of our purchasing power of our dollar. That's how they lowered our standard of living. Yeah, we had more things. We had more trinkets. That doesn't make you wealthy.
No, it doesn't.
So they lowered our standard of living, raised the rest of the world's a little bit by exporting our inflation, and now they're going to tank it all. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Be safe. Good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.